Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the upcoming game against Augsburg. He tells us who he believes has the best chance of advancing through the Division III playoffs from the MIAC. And is the coach the kind of guy who rolls to a yellow light? Well, let's find out on TaylorMade.
So let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Oh, again, you know, working through a whole college season, you know, we are fairly healthy, which is good. Guys are in good spirits, which is good, you know, due to the circumstance, having a rough year. So, you know, I'd have to say, you know, team is doing well, excited to compete, and ready to roll. So,
well, let's start with last week's game, a tough first half against St. John's. Your thoughts on the contest?
Yeah, man. Again, I said it last week. I mean, best St. John's team I've seen in 6 years. And there's no, you know, there's no coach talk about this one, man. They put it on us pretty good, man. I mean, from the quarterback to the defense, I mean, they had everything rolling. The running back, we knew Ty Barber, he's a Twin Cities kid, man. We knew that if he got out rumbling and rolling, he could rip off a long one, and he did. Didn't tackle well, so we just, you know, the whole thing, didn't tackle well, didn't coach well, that's a machine up there, man. So it'd be interesting to see how far they go into the playoffs.
What are your takeaways from the game that you want your players to take away from it?
You know what? Bad first half. And, you know, to St. John's, you know, I'm not going to say their credit, but, I mean, they started playing some different people. And you know what? Our guys continue to keep playing. It could have been very easy for our guys to roll over, feel sorry for themselves, and give up some more touchdowns and not move the ball in the second half. And we, you know, we came out and we fought the second half and didn't give up a touchdown, and we moved the ball a little bit on offense. So, I mean, that's just a really good program up there. And, you know, it was good to see our guys fight and continue to keep playing and play the game that they love. So, you know, we got to continue to keep building from, you know, I thought I saw a good fight from Gustavus to Bethel, all right, and then from Bethel to St. John's. So now we've got to continue to keep taking a fight from St. John's to Augsburg and then execute better and see if we can't come out on the winning side this weekend.
You take on Augsburg. What are you wanting to see from your team, and what do you think are some keys to this contest for you?
I want to see us come out and play with confidence and excitement and a lot of energy. I can tell you right now, the keys to the game, you know, for us, we will have to, it's going to be imperative for us to keep the focus on us. And what I mean by that, it's very easy to look at past games, how people have done in, how, you know, look at, oh, they played this opponent and we played this opponent and look at their score and look at our score. No, can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't. That's going to be a problem. If we get into that game, it's going to be a problem. We have to keep the focus on us and come out and play good football. You know, we have to take the football away from them, and then we've got to protect the football. You know, so those are the three keys of the game. Keep the focus on us, take the ball away, and then we have to protect the ball, period. If we can do those things, I think, you know, at the end of the game at about 3:45, then our guys can look up and they'll like what they'll see on the side, on the scoreboard.
This is the last time you'll be coaching your seniors, senior day there, last home game. What are your thoughts about that?
Man, Rob, how are you going to ask me that question? You know, you've known me now for a couple of years, man. I am a super, 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 I get super emotional about those guys and sensitive about that day, man. I don't know, man. I remember my first senior day as a head coach, man. I actually got really, like, got teary. I got teared up a little bit, man, because I had those guys since they were freshmen. So this one will be, I don't know, man, this will be tough because these guys are, you know, they're a little bit older. You know, I've been around them the longest, and it's going to be sad to see them go, man. You see, like, you know, I can't get it done, all 15 of them, but, you know, just pulling some names out, like a Mitchell Madej, you know, Justice Spriggs, Noah Jacobson, Luke Trudell. I mean, those guys, Kyle Ketchmark. I mean, those guys have been with us through the best times here. They've been through us through the worst times here, so they gave a lot of their time, their effort, their bodies, mentally, physically. I mean, just going to miss those guys, man. So it's going to be emotional. I want to see our guys come out and our younger guys come out and play well so we can send these guys off with a win and they can remember the win for the rest of their lives. So,
well, let's head to fan questions. We start with Jake, who says, have you had seasons like this anywhere you coached before, and what did you do to turn things around?
You know what? That's a good question, Jake. I think the longer you do this, you know, you're going to run into this kind of a year. Hopefully you don't do it too much. But, you know, our first year out at Bucknell, we ended up going 1-10. And that was a tough year. I mean, it was a tough year, but the way you fix it, and I've talked about it maybe two or three times on this show before, the way you fix it, you got to recruit yourself out of it. You got to recruit, man. You know, the culture here, I really believe, you know, and I got to, that's what I got to do when the season's over is to take a step back and get a bird's eye view. But, you know, for us to have a year that we've had and for our guys to come out, practice with a good attitude, work with a purpose, you know, they're up at 6 a.m. working out. I mean, they could have easily packed it up, been bad, point the fingers, bad attitudes, blame it on each other, blame it on the coaches. We haven't had any of that. So, you know, it's going to take some recruiting. It's going to take recruiting to get ourselves out of it. But, you know, Hamlin's a good place to be. It's a land of opportunity, man. If you're a young man that wants to get a great education and you want a chance to play early, this could be a really good spot. So we're just going to continue to keep selling that and keep working at it. And, you know, we're going to get it. We will get it better. So.
Jake would also like to know, he says, how important do you feel it is to win those two non-conference games to start the season? Does winning those games define what the season will be like?
Good question, Jake, again. I don't think it necessarily defines what the season, what the year will be like. Absolutely not. Is it important? It's important to win every game, I think. But I don't think what you do in week one has an effect on what you do in week 10. Absolutely not. You have to, you know, that's why I always talk with our players, right? Ever since I took over here, we work in 1 week seasons, man, period. You know, so, you know, we lose to Buena Vista, you know, has no bearing on if we're going to lose to McAllister week two. You know, we lose to McAllister week two because we don't take care of the little things, and that's what happens, man. So we've got to continue to keep coaching up the little things and play whoever we have in our non-conference, and we obviously know what the MIAC looks like, so.
Barry says, how important has it been that the seniors have had a good attitude this in a season like this?
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for two reasons. One, you know, it teaches them that, you know, everything's not always going to go your way. You know, you can put as much work as you want. There's a lot of factors that goes into how some certain circumstances, the certain circumstances happen. So, you know, that's one thing. And then two, for those of the seniors to show up every day, work hard, practice hard, right? And the season's going this way. Keep a good attitude. That's pivotal for those young guys to see. I mean, that's like, hey, you know, this is the way you got to conduct yourself. Now, hopefully, they won't go through a season. Those younger guys that are coming back won't go through another season like that. But they've seen it done with class. I mean, that's the best I can put it. And kids hung in there to be 18. Well, those guys aren't even 18. To be 21, 22 years old and dealing with a year like this, the way that they've dealt with it, gosh, man, I just tip my hat off to them. So it's very important for us to come out ready to work and ready to take this win on Saturday.
You know, the funny thing was when I read this question originally when it came in, I thought to myself, knowing some of these seniors and how they've been the last few years, I thought I wouldn't have expected anything different from them out of that. I mean, these guys are just the kind of guys that would say, hey, look, we're out here to play football and to do the best we can, and it doesn't matter what's on the scoreboard. This is who we are.
Sure. And you know what? Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to them. It's a testament to their parents, how they were raised. You know, everything's not always going to go your way, man. So let's try and fix it. And they've tried to fix it each week. You know, it's a couple weeks. You know, there's a couple weeks that stand out where they ran into a buzzsaw. There's a couple weeks that stand out that we as coaches didn't have them ready to go good enough. And there's a couple weeks where, you know, they'll tell you themselves, you know, they didn't make enough plays, man. So it's a combination of a lot, but I'm going to miss these guys, and I really want to see us come out and play well on Saturday.
We have a couple of questions from Paul. The first one says, Coach, I don't mean to be critical. I thank you for being so candid this season in your answers. I just want to know if there are things you look at where you say to yourself that if you would have done this differently or if you would have put more emphasis on this, things would have been different.
Paul, I mean, I think it's fair. You know, I think it's fair. In this line of work, man, you're gonna get scrutinized, man, all the time. Man, my dad even scrutinized me, so it's okay. as far as doing anything differently, the only thing I could say, and just being as honest as I can, just looking back, you know, from the time that I took over, you know, I just would have really, really, really had the concentration on, with me being a leader and the head of the program, just everything is driven towards recruitment. Period. You know, where, you know, I kind of did it the old traditional way. You have a recruiting coordinator. I'm still coaching the defense. I'm coaching the defensive backs. I'm the head coach. I would have taken a step back, delegated more of the football like I've done now, which we've switched over all the way now. I mean, I'm all recruiting, but I would have delegated more of the football responsibilities out, and I would have been the sole guy that's, I mean, I'm the point guy on recruiting. I know everything about what's going on recruiting. So to go back and if I could do that, yeah. But you know what? Hey, you live and you learn. So I don't regret anything. I'm enjoying the journey, and I can't wait to get this thing turned and say, man, I remember when I bumped my head here, but now, you know, we got this thing rolling. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, that must be kind of tough for you, because I know you love the X's and O's part.
It is, but that's part of growing up, man. You have to, sometimes you got to put some things down and put your focus on what's important and the bottom line, right? I'm not even going to say as good. As much as I love the X's and O's, and right, that's what, you know, the game, that's a big part of that game is the X's and O's. It's really about who's out there playing. Like, you have to have good football players. And this is not a league where you can just get by with this average guys. You got to have some players in this league. So I got to go out and do a good job of recruiting to the MIAC standards, man. And the MIAC is a great league. So, and you got to have a lot of them, you know. So, yeah, we got our work cut out here, but I'm excited. And I really am, man. We are way ahead of where we were at this time. So here's the deal. We have a really talented 2018 class, freshman, that's going to be coming back. And I'm looking at the numbers. Everything is about numbers at this level, right? I'm looking at the numbers now. We are light years ahead of where we were at last year. So for whatever we did last year, we brought in the biggest class in 3 years, and they're talented, and we're way ahead right now. So I'm super excited, man, about, you know, getting running, hitting the off season, and recruiting and trying to find some talented young men academically and then physically. So it'll be good. Excited.
Excellent. Paul would also like to know, what are things that Coach Killian has done at St. Olaf that you think have made the Olies better?
Wow. That's, you know what? I don't know if I have enough information to answer that, because I'm not there day to day. So I just know that, you know, he's doing a good job. They beat us, so that's the only thing I can really go off of. So I would have to. I think that maybe have to be a question for Coach Killian. I don't know.
Lewis says, Coach, we have no worries the Pipers are going to be a force to reckon with next year.
Oh, man. Lewis, I appreciate that. And for everybody listening, I did not pay anybody to say that, so I really appreciate that. That's pretty cool. Again, you know, I can promise you, Lewis, and all of our fans that I will do, you know, do it. I'm doing whatever I can do within the rule books, man, to make sure we get this thing right, man. So it's important to us. It's important to me. It's important to our administration that football's good here. So I got to, you know, we got work to do. So.
Noah says, who do you think has the best chance of the three teams in the MIAC who will make the playoffs of going all the way, St. John's, St. Thomas, or Bethel?
Wow. All three of those teams are really tough. I would say, I don't know. I would say, for some reason, I would say St. John's. Cause I would say St. John's. I think St. John's, just because they, you know, offensively, man, they do a lot. They have a lot of offense, man, which is going to help them out in the playoffs, man. You know, so I think St. John's.
Big-time quarterback there, though, too.
Yeah,
so,
man, he's really good.
Amanda has a couple of questions with you. She starts with, what is the greatest fear of being a coach?
Oh, Miss Amanda, the greatest fear of being a coach? For me, it's when a senior leaves the program, and when a senior or anybody leaves the program, and, you know, you feel like they're just not ready. You know, that's scary, man. Like, they're just not ready for the real world, what's going to hit them, you know, when they enter, you know, the real world. And that's the scariest piece to me.
Amanda would also like to know, what do you think is the greatest challenge of being a coach?
Greatest challenge? I think being able to connect with young people, especially as we get older as coaches. You know, I have to be super, I'm highly sensitive of, well, this is the way we did it. This is how my coach did it. You know, I have to understand that these kids are not me, right? These kids are young people today are very different, you know, so that's a challenge. Being able to connect with them, speak their language, try to put yourself in their shoes, you know, see things from their vantage point. Man, that's a critical piece right now. That's a challenge. You know, back in the day when I played, hey, go run through that wall. Okay, I'm going to run through the wall. Now, shucks, man, you tell a kid to run through the wall, you know, they want to know how thick is the wall, what's behind the wall, what do I get if I run through the wall? Why do I need to run through the wall? It's just a different generation now. So,
well, that's for sure. Doug says, what did you dream about doing as a job when you were a kid?
Ooh, Doug, what did I dream about doing as a job? Well, naturally, you know, growing up, wanted to play in the NFL. That was always a dream. I would say probably always thought, you know, being a pilot. I was a pilot. There you go. Being a pilot. So after the pipe dream of playing the NFL, right? You know what I mean? That's a tough deal to do. Being a pilot would have been really cool. That's something that I'm very intrigued in these days.
Chris has a couple of questions for you. The first is, what do you think the values every student should have?
What do you think values every student should have? I think, you know, the value of being accountable, you know, accountability is going to, you can't run from it, you know, so, you know, when you leave your university, whichever one is at, you know, whichever one you're located at, you know, you're going to have to be accountable to somebody, you know, you're not going to be doing it on your own. I think there's a certain level of toughness, you know, that, you know, you need to have, and then I think that, you know, being selfless is a critical piece to making it in the real world. So I would say accountability, toughness, and selfless. So there you go.
Chris would also like to know, what are things that your players do that make you proud?
You know what, when they, when they're involved in outside things, you know, outside of football, that makes me proud. You know, when a player texts, when a player sends me a picture of a test and say, Coach, I got 100, or I got an A, or I studied really hard and I got a D, that makes me proud. I mean, it's just good to see them, excelling in the classroom, because again, right, that's the main reason why they are here, right? Football's icing on the cake. They're here to get their education, period. So when they do good, when they do well in the classroom, when they graduate, that's when, you know, I feel really good about that. I'm super proud of that.
Knowing those young men there, you must get a lot of texts of, I got an A, so yeah. Sure, that happens quite a bit. Lene says, do you believe when a guy and a girl go out for the first few times, that they should each pay for their own meal?
I always get these relationship questions. I think, you know, again, right, being from the old school, you know, I think that the guy should pay. I think the guy should pay. So.
Andy would like to know if you were a guy who goes when the light is yellow.
Andy, again, I think you might, Andy, you might not listen to this show, but I don't mess around with the law, man. I try to be in compliance. So if the light is yellow and I know that there is no one tailgating or behind me, I'm going to stop, man. So that's the way I've kind of always operated.
And why is it good to be a piper?
It's great. Again, good to be a piper. We have another MIAC opponent. You know, it's senior day, and it's really cool to be a piper because it's a rival game. You know, we play for a traveling trophy, which is a hammer. We had the hammer back in 2016 and in 2014. So our guys are highly, highly motivated in bringing that thing back to Hamlin, man. So we're excited for that. And then, you know, we are just about through the semester, so I'm excited to see how we're, like, the main reason why our young men are here, man, is to see how we're doing in the classroom. So that's why it's good to be a piper.
That's excellent. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.